And my last question off of that, what did you see from the defense that allowed you to get that type of vote?
They were just overplaying. They knew, you know, it was a zone heavy team, and so I kind of got the guys. It's actually a run to the right, and they overplayed it, and I was able to find a crease backside and one-on-one with a safety, and that's when, that's when the big runs come, when you can make the second, third level guys miss, and I was able to do that today and get a big run and I get a spark for the team.
How much confidence is it with
that was like five, by the way.
It was four.
Who's counting? Who did you wrong? Anyways, go ahead.
With Jordan Reed going the way he is, Deshaun, you guys get that running game going. How much confidence is the offense playing with, and how dangerous can this offense be?
I'm playing with a lot of confidence. You know, we're playing with each other and for each other, and that's what it's going to take for us to continue to do it, just to stick together no matter how, mistakes are going to happen. You know, it's going to be sacks. It's going to be, tackles for losses. You know, that's the defense they have to do a job just like we have a job to do. So just sticking together, just building that confidence, going down three drives in a row, scoring touchdowns, so that's going to boost your confidence, and just keeping the pedal to the metal, not easing up. All the time we come out second half and we kind of plateau and kind of get in cruise control, what it seems like, but today we did take a dip, but then we start climbing back up. So I'm thankful that we're trying to overcome, where we failing at, in a sense. So if we can continue to just work together, continue to just put together drives like that, we can be very, very dangerous. And we show sparks of it here and there. But like I said, coming out of halftime seems to be kind of like our Achilles a little bit. Just got to pick it up coming out at halftime.
First off, how
did
it feel going against your
old
college
teammates? It felt good, man. It was a good bit of Clemson guys out there. Had like three players and two coaches out there that was there doing my time at Clemson. It was a good experience to reunite.
So, obviously, to me, you're up there now being one of the more elite cornerbacks. You get to see, basically, man covers a lot. Mm-hmm. You're going against the opponents, best wide receiver. Now, granted, let's go back to the game of Thursday night back with the Giants, and look at you are now. And even Rickerson, if you showed out, how's it feel knowing that, some of your peers right now, because I think some rankings, you're up there at the top, standing cornerbacks. How's it feel to know that your peers view you that way?
I mean, it feels pretty good, man. That's all I want to do, come out here and showcase my talent, man. I mean, I don't really get into rankings or all that, man. I just try to win. I don't look for stats. It just come as I plan to win.
All right, this is my one question. Do you ever ask the coaching staff, say, I want to follow their best wide receiver throughout the whole field?
Yeah, I mean, I done said it to them, coaches. But we got guys in corners that can cover as well. We don't want to step on their toes. But at the same time, I want to showcase the world that I'm capable of following the number one receivers.